Yeah, it's great to be here. I'm delighted to be a part of AALR this morning. It feels great.
Part of the family this morning, Johnny.
Part
delighted
of the family.
To have you here.
Johnny, you're always the man behind the scenes. You're keeping the show on the road. You're always so elegant on St. Patrick's Day in Tramore with your lovely dapper clothing. Regardless of the weather, rain, hail or shine, we are going ahead this year.
Yeah, bare 6 or 8 foot drifts of snow. But other than that, we'll be going ahead because nothing stops the parade in Tramore.
So tell us, what is the route this year, Johnny? So if you've never been to the parade in Tramore before, what time does it start, ideally?
Well, the parade starts at 1:30 on the day from the Cannons Field car park in Tramore. It's the church car park, so it's up the top of the town near the credit union. So it starts from there at 1:30 and it makes its way along down the old Washford Road over towards the racecourse and then down the hill then towards the GAA centre and then in Tivoli then passing the Majestic in by the old railway station and then phasing off then down the prom.
Wonderful. So it's a lovely, lovely route. That was changed a number of years ago. Worked really well, I think, that change has.
The change is benefiting everybody. I haven't heard any negativity from it at all. It suits the Gardaí, the council, a lot of the housing estates along the route. There were elderly people who could never get along to the parade down Main Street and now they can come along to the end of their street and sit there and watch it flowing by. So it's lovely.
And of course, the parade passes then the end of Convent Hill for Glorinamara. It passes Gaelscoil Philip Roone, so the schools quite often put flags outside. You'll see houses standing outside with tricolours. It's a lovely community feel, Johnny.
Well, that's we sent out letters the first year to get all the houses en route and schools and that to participate. So, and they've come back very strongly with their flags and bunting and the screaming and music playing from their gardens. It's brilliant, brilliant.
So who's grand marshalling this year, Johnny? What's the whole plan? What do I need to know?
This year, we always try to pick somebody, no Elon Musk or anybody like that. We try to get somebody on the ground locally who's doing something for the local community, like unsung heroes, if you like. So this year, we had a number of names in and we went through them and we came up with Ambrose Murphy and Tramore Taekwondo. The reason being is, well, apart from Ambrose himself, who is a great community man, he has a lot of young people training and that with him for years, and it's the discipline. And this year he sent 4 people over to the European Championships in Hertfordshire Sports Village in London. 4 he sent over and they came back with 7 medals. 4 goals, 2 silver and a bronze. And we thought that really merited, you know, so I put it to him and he was delighted.
Tracy McEnany will be keeping the show on the roads down the end of the town.
Tracy McEnany, who would you get? She's the best. She's the best. And Tracy will, she's very thorough in, and she has to go through all the groups that are participating. She finds out all the history, the background to them, and she uses all that on the day. And she'll always throw in the couple of Focal as well, and which I love, St. Patrick's Day as well. So Tracy, I don't think it would operate without her.
It definitely wouldn't. And there's always lovely traditional music and groups and things keeping us going. Who have we got planned, or is it confirmed yet, Johnny?
Oh, it is confirmed, yeah. Up in the Cannons Field car park where the parade starts from about 12 o'clock, we have Kyoto in here and they'll be playing away until the parade starts and at 1:30. And along the route then we have music down by the racecourse and then we have music down by the GAA centre. And the music down by the GAA centre this year, it's in where the scarecrows is, in behind the wall there for safety. This year we decided, like, because the theme is youth and community, we decided this year we try to get some young people involved. And I approached Ard Scoil Namara and they gave us a young fella called Jamie Dundon. He's been very, very good. He's the future. So he organised the music for down below at the GAA roundabout. And, like, hopefully with that participation this year, that'll go on and get stronger and we'll get more young people involved.
Johnny, anything else we need to know about this year apart from wear your green colours, your shamrocks, whatever you can find?
Well, this year we had a change in the RNLI have come on board and they're going to be the green or the colour party for us this year. I'm delighted to have them on board. It's their first year. You never know they're there till you need them. They can come out on the day, stand proud out in the front of the parade in their colours and their flags flying, and people can see these are the people we can count on.
And fantastic. Officially, Johnny, I know that registration applications to be part of the parade have technically, very technically closed, but there might be an old grey area where you can still register your interest.
There might be a grey area. All you have to do is contact me and we'll have a chat and we'll work from there.
So the easiest way, probably, if you don't know yourself, Johnny, or have your number, you can contact the festival through the Facebook page.
You can, yeah. Look, we have a couple of tech people and I wouldn't be tech, you know, I'm a people person. I like face to face. But we have a couple of tech guys and they're very good for doing that sort of thing. So the parade committee this year are very, very strong. And it's when you have someone with that kind of strength behind you, it makes running the parade very easy.
Fantastic. Well,
indeed.
Johnny O'Grady, I have to say you're a great spokesman for any parade, but this is the Tramore Parade. Something for everybody. Going to be a fantastic day. And thank you so much for talking to us this morning.
It was a pleasure and delighted to meet you.
Thanks, Johnny.
Thanks, Johnny.